Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Deanna Derrick joining us is a true Renaissance man who also happens to be, among many things, the editor at large for Essence.com. Welcome, Emil Wilbekin. How are you, Emil?
How are you, Deanna?
I'm doing very good. Fine. We are in the flow of summer, and that means the Essence Festival in New Orleans this coming week. You and I are headed there. Tell our listeners what they can expect if they're joining us as well.
Well, Deanna, you know what we love about Essence is that over the weekend, over 400,000 people descend on New Orleans because they want to be a part of the Essence community. They want to be a part of change. They want to be a transformation. And they want to be a part of self-actualization. They want to see other Black women who are living, are struggling, are surviving, are overcoming
thriving.
Obstacles, are winning.
Yes.
And they come together, and the energy is so amazing. And we are just there to serve this audience, to, you know, with entertainment, with empowerment seminars, and really just to be that catalyst to bring everybody together.
It is a cultural happening in New Orleans and in America. I happen to have a home in Treme, so I'm there every year for the festival. But for people who have never been, give us some specifics of what they can expect.
Well, what's wonderful about the festival is that when we started 19 years ago, Susan Taylor was the editor, and it was built basically to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Essence. But we were just going to do a concert at the Superdome, and Susan Taylor said, no, we have to make it more. It's Essence. We have to give back. So in the daytime at the convention center, there are free empowerment seminars. You can see, you know, everyone from Al Sharpton to Karen Clark Peterson to Shirley Sherrod, Yanla Van Zandt. All these people, it's free to feed you. So that's during the day. And then all our great sponsors do activation. So celebrities are there. You get, you know, giveaways, tasting things, samplings, and you get to interact with other people who are there for the same reason as you. So we're super excited. So that's the daytime. Then at night, it's at the Superdome, and it's fire, fire, fire. So we have Maxwell on Friday, New Edition on Sunday, and we're closing out the festival with Beyonce. So we're going to be there. We're having a good time. Jilly from Philly is going to be there on Friday. We are excited about this year's Essence Festival.
Something to be excited. Now, are there still tickets available for people who may want to go last minute?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of people who want to go last minute because that's what we do, right?
Yes.
So if you go to Essence.com and click on the festival tag, you can see who's performing when, who's speaking at the convention centers, and you can still purchase tickets.
Now, let me commend you on Essence.com. I love the site. I am an Essence subscriber from the very beginning. Gordon Parks was a good friend of mine. Susan Taylor is still a good friend of mine. I love what you've done, however, because Essence.com, you know, for women who want to stay, have their finger on the pulse of all things culture, music, fashion, business, everything, Essence.com is a portal to visit for sure.
Well, we thank you. And we, you know, we've worked really hard to bring issues that are important to Black women. We could be doing gossip. We could be just doing celebrity photos, but that's not Essence. So we really try to tap into love conversations, parenting conversations, what issues are in the news. In fact, this past week, we just launched Essence Debates on Twitter, where we have daily conversations of whatever issues are important to Black women and the Black community every day on Twitter. So that's at Essence Debates. And we just want to serve the community and do a good job and stay focused on who we are and what we are. And so we're excited, and I'm so happy to see you down in New Orleans in a few days.
Absolutely, absolutely. I get there on Tuesday.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, good. Well, can I recommend Mr. B's Bistro on Royal and Iberville? If you've never been, it's my favorite restaurant.
I will go from
the airport straight to Mr. B's.
Okay.
Check it out. You won't be
that's
disappointed. The barbecue shrimp and the chicken buffalo salad. Honey, to live for.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready for the food, the culture, the music,
the people.
The beautiful people, everything.
The people, some of the warmest people on the planet in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Emil, again, let me congratulate you for the wonderful job that you and your team do every year with the Essence Festival. I'm so looking forward to participating in the empowerment workshops. As well as I had a chance a few years to go to moderate. Susan had me moderate a music panel, and it was a heady moment. It was fabulous. So I go to the empowerment workshops, which, as you mentioned, are free.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the great performances in the Superdome nightly during the Essence Festival.
Yes.
All right. Shout
we
out
look
to
for you and use hashtag EssenceFest, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Definitely.
And I want to give a shout out to Philly's own Nicholas Six King, who will be hosting at the Convention Center. And one more time, Emil, the website for people who want to attend this year and beyond.
It's Essence. It's Essence.com, and you click on the festival tab.
All right. Excellent.
Continue success.
And you can also follow us at Essence Festival on Facebook and Twitter.
Wonderful. Emil, thank you so much for joining us, editor at large for Essence.com.
So
our pleasure. We are Old School 100.3.
If I were you.